Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Bitcoin Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Corey Tusick. On today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about when is the right time to sell your Bitcoin. Kind of sounds like a facetious title. By the way, you can probably see in the background if you're watching the video, there is a Brachiosaurus right there. That is, let me grab. It's too far away. That's my, my son was playing with the Brachiosauruses and dinosaurs, in the office here the other day. So, but it sounds a little facetious to say when is it the right time to sell your Bitcoin, because it's never the right time. But I do want to share with you that, which is an interesting time to do, because Bitcoin hit $70,000 today. So, yeah, it's crazy. But before I get into that explanation of when you should sell your Bitcoin, get a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. Go to bitbox.swiss/Bitcoin Made Simple. Use promo code Bitcoin Made Simple to get 5% off. And maybe, just maybe, you can get a cool Bitcoin orange version like this. Yeah, it's the easiest hardware wallet to use. I highly recommend you do. Okay, so selling your Bitcoin. People frequently say, you should never do that. Or, you know, people say, well, I've never sold a set. And then people rightly say, if you've never sold a set, you are short Bitcoin, which means you didn't go all in at one point. Not recommending you do that. You know, be smarter than most of us. But if you were, you know, an OG, or at this point a middle G, or a regular G, or a relatively been around G for a while, then you he probably went a little crazy at one point. So you had to sell some sats, but there is a time that's appropriate to sell Bitcoin. And it all comes, it's all a personal, it's all in your own personal situation. So I will just rehash for you guys a little bit. I think most of you are aware that my mother-in-law had 3 years ago was diagnosed with basically terminal cancer in 2021. Honestly, we didn't know if she was going to make it to Christmas of 2021. And she's upbeat and she stuck with it and really, you know, hung in there. It appears that her time, unfortunately, is short. I kind of gave an update maybe 5 months ago to you guys that, you know, kind of talking about it. It was the time that, like, it was really told to us, like, 4 to 6 months. And it was hard to believe, but then even through Christmas, even though we could tell she was a little more uncomfortable, she still was, like, hanging in there. And then it was just in January, and then into February, just started to go downhill. It's just been really rough for the family, for my wife and kids. And it's just, it sucks. But it brings me to my point of when's the right time to sell Bitcoin. And it reminds me of this story somebody posted on Reddit. I want to say this was like a 2017 bull run. You know, because everybody always talks like Bitcoin's going to the moon, blah, blah, blah. And this guy posted who had bought like a bunch before, and he said, sold my Bitcoin. And he went on to explain that he had a child, But his wife, or whatever, I think left him in the child, or maybe they just got divorced. I don't know. And he was able to have, he was able to take his son and, you know, be with his son and buy a house. He had to sell his Bitcoin, but he was able to buy his house and not have to worry about money. But it required him to sell his Bitcoin. And he said something to the effect that, you know, this is my time with, you know, I get to be with my, my son is what matters. And, you know, I know we all wanted to, you know, hodl till the moon, but my son is my moon, and I found it. And so I'm stepping off. And I always was like, yeah, like that's so appropriate, you know, like definitely. Cause money isn't everything. So that was the situation that, you know, seeing Bitcoin break all-time highs this past week. And I'm just like, you know, not doing it, not going down the, hey, how much Bitcoin did I have? Cause that's not fun. But yeah, some of you guys know that I moved, out of the city to get closer to, my mother-in-law, so that we could see her more frequently, and everything. And I mean, it really came down to, it was like 2021, like end of summer 2021, she was going to have a surgery. And again, like I said, at the time, we didn't know if she was going to make it to Christmas. She kind of had like a sit down conversation with my wife and brother-in-law, you know, about just, you know, is this it and everything like that. And talking to my wife, we were just like, she was like, we have to move. Like, it doesn't matter where. And, you know, like, I was like, literally, we were just going to buy the, like, smallest house, whatever, just, like, need to get out. But we ended up finding the perfect house. And, I mean, it was an upgrade over our old house. So, it was going to cost more. And I was only able to afford it because of Bitcoin, frankly. And so that was fall, like literally close to the all-time high back in 2021 that we, it was around then that, we had to sell our Bitcoin, a good stack of it so that we could move. And we eventually sold our old house. But you know, our old house, the equity in it that we had in it or whatever, it was in the sale price was nothing compared to, like, you know, where we moved to. It was just more expensive and everything. And it was worth it though. So there's probably Bitcoiners out there will say like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. You could have found a way. But when I look at it now, it's like, oh, I'm, you know, still hustling with Movies Plus, and I've got a million different things that I'm pushing in a million different directions to try and chase and get back to that number of Bitcoin that I did have. But it was the right, selling was the right decision. Because of that, we had 2+ years being as close as we could be to my wife's mother. And like I remember that day when she said we just need to move. It just in my mind 100% knew it was the right thing, and it was like the husband duty to do whatever it took to get her close to her mom, so that she could enjoy as much time as she could with her. And like, it's not even a question whether or not I regret that. Like, no, I don't regret that at all. But I thought I'd just share that perspective with you guys, because it's not all about money in this world. It's not all about how much Bitcoin you have. Many of you know that time is your most valuable asset. And that was a specific scenario where I was like, our time on this earth for some particular loved ones was fleeting. And so any amount of money, it wasn't worth ignoring that. It wasn't worth putting it off. The only thing that made sense was to make the move and to get a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. That makes sense. So yeah, it's sometimes, and I know Bitcoiners will think this is blasphemous, but sometimes it's okay to sell your Bitcoin. Don't regret it. You know, occasionally I think about what my stack was at one point. I'm like, but don't regret it. And I also tell you this, selling your Bitcoin comes with many hurdles, because you have to, you gotta pay your taxes. There's quite a capital gains tax if the price of Bitcoin's gone up. And let me tell you, it is like pages and pages and pages and pages and pages, 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 pages too long. This is where I first started to understand that, like, what UTXOs were or whatever, because, you know, you're like, oh, I sold X Bitcoin and that is worth X or whatever. And in aggregate across all of it, it does work that way. But whenever you dig down for the reporting aspect, it shows every single, like, little chunk, which I assume is a different UTXO. So, you know, say you bought half a Bitcoin at 10,000, but it was like 0.5 Bitcoin, but 0.01 came from this UTXO, and then this one, and then together they made 0.5. And then like at 15,000, you bought another 0.5. And it's, you know, all these different UTXOs. So when you go and when you ultimately then sell it, all of those different UTXOs have a different capital gain and or loss on them. But then it, you know, averages out and becomes the big number. Point being is that it's not as simple as, like, you know, looking at, you can't just say like, hey, tax man, my average price, or my cost basis was 20,000, and I'm selling X number of Bitcoin. It doesn't work like that. It is, you got to list them all. So that is not fun. Definitely the least fun taxes I've ever had, for reporting sakes and payment sakes. But you got to do what you got to do. And it was absolutely the right decision. And you know, I just wish we could have moved sooner. But this again is Bitcoin allows some certain things that we don't necessarily have the capabilities to do. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, so how much cash I have is constantly in flux. My cash flow is constantly in flux. I just happened to have some good business things happen at the same time that I figured out Bitcoin. And because of that, we were able to move where we were, or we did. So none of that would have been possible with Bitcoin, without Bitcoin. So even though we sold Bitcoin to do it, a lot of the extra time that my wife got to spend with her mom on this earth is thanks to Bitcoin. So from the bottom of my heart to all of you Bitcoin plebs out there, I want to say thank you for what you've done for my family, what you've done for my wife, and what you've done for her mom. Now, I mean, doesn't mean I sold it all. Obviously, I'm a Bitcoiner. I still have some of it. But I think a lot of us don't like to admit that we have that story, that we didn't hold it all. We had to sell some. There's zero shame in having to sell some. No shame whatsoever. Just that's how life is. Sometimes you got to sell Bitcoin. And if it's the right thing, it's the right thing. So again, thank you guys for what you've done for my family. The true North Star Bitcoiners that, you know, are all signal and point towards help us get away. Help us realize that everything is not it, only Bitcoin matters. Everything else is a shitcoin. If it wasn't for you guys and gals, then I don't think I would have been able to have this opportunity. We wouldn't have had this time as a family. And so, you know, I'm back to stacking. And as painful as that is, because, God, you just, it's going to, it, the price keeps running and you're like, God, I'm never going to get up there again. But it was worth every single sat. So get a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet and you'll find that that's worth every sat as well. And I will talk to you guys later.